And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew, goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga and from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn, stretching across to good old Fort Benning. Yes, I called it Fort Benning, Georgia. And then even big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, listening audience, I got dipper number three here in the final moments of Meatloaf Monday. So we're going to get you all the way to go home time, but let me just tell you, this one is one of those, yeah, this is what we voted for, bills, or moments. This is what we voted for. I mean, how many times leading up to last year's election did we find ourselves thinking, I hope if Trump gets elected, he does... I mean, think about it. How many times did that happen in your mind? How many times did it happen with you and your friends? How many times did it happen when you were having those water cooler conversations? Man, I'm telling you what, I read that story and, God, if we can get Trump elected, I hope he does, name it, fill in the blank. I mean, just go ahead and make that a meme. We could just do that. We could do it every day. If Trump got elected, you hope he did. And right now, what we're seeing is pretty much what we voted for, right? JP, you're nodding your head.
Pretty much. I can't think of many things he hasn't at least done, you know, started to do that I wanted him to do when he came into office.
You know, one of the key indicators of that would be I have not had to use the jackassery sound effect in quite a while.
Nope. You have not. I mean, we may have to just put the button on hold for 4 years, it seems. Unless the left is doing something, obviously.
Well, there is that. But one of the places where I find there to be just karma. Karma, baby. Karma. Karma in the whole, if Trump gets elected, I hope he deals with campus madness. You know what I got so sick of is seeing protests on campus. Did you see anybody, because it was during the time frame you were in Alabama, did you see any protests on campus? We had a few here in Alabama. I thought they had some at Tuscaloosa.
So that the big one started after I was gone. Like the pro-Palestinian movement was after I was out. Okay. But while I was there, there were...
Black Lives Matter and stuff like that?
There was somebody came, you know, those movements like Turning Point. He may have been with Turning Point. Sets up a table and does like a debate meeting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of those got really hostile in Alabama, I remember.
I remember that.
It happened in the little student center square. So that happened while I was there. But no, I was not there during the whole pro-Palestinian stuff, no.
Well, the pro-Palestinian thing got to the point that I was to the point that I would want to throw something at my TV. It was that bad. And it was always these young skulls full of mush who would wrap their faces in a keffiyeh like they were some kind of, you know, Hamas terrorist and feel good about themselves saying, from the river to the sea. And they don't even know what that means.
That literally means just blow Israel off the face of the earth.
That's exactly what it means. And then at the same time, they were influenced by people who did know what it meant. And we're enjoying having these manipulative kids they can play with. Whole campuses got taken over. Whole buildings got wrecked. And one of the most aggravating things was it wasn't just calling for intifada, which they did, and flying Palestinian flags on our flagpoles, which they did. It was also threatening and harassing of Jewish students, which happened way too often. Like way, way, way too often. And perhaps there were any number of these college campuses where this was happening, but perhaps the epicenter of it all was Columbia University, the much vaunted Ivy League Columbia University in downtown New York, not far from ground zero, really. Columbia University became this just petri dish of activism. I've got a piece here. I went back in the archives, Daily Wire from April of last year. April 30th, when calls were mounting for Columbia University President Nimat Mashoush Shafiq, calling for the Columbia University president named Nimat Mashoush Shafiq to resign. As anti-Israel protests were escalating over and over again, students taking over Hamilton Hall on the university's campus, classes for the semester ending early, and then most notably, you had protesters that were harassing Jewish students. And the president of the university was seemingly doing nothing. And there were plenty of calls for her to resign. plenty. She had to come testify for Congress, did not do a great job, tried to own up to it, but just couldn't quite get there. So if Trump gets elected, man, I hope he cracks down on campus madness. New York Post, last Friday. President Trump keeps up the crackdown on campus anti-Semites. You may recall that one of the things he did on the 46th day of his administration was to say that he was strongly considering imposing sanctions and tariffs against Russia, yada, yada, yada. And, oh, by the way, that he was going to deal with crackdowns on campus. He was not going to allow campuses to be radicalized, including professors. Sometimes professors were out there doing the protesting. Rallying students. Why is that not child abuse? So he had the State Department begin working on what it would take to cancel aid to college campuses in which anti-Semitism was rampant and protests against the United States and against our ally Israel were rampant. And what did he decide to do? Wait for it. Hang on. Brace yourselves. He actually did it. On Friday of last week, he canceled $400 million in federal grants and contracts to Columbia University. Can I have some applause, please? I think that's worthy. This is hilarious. This is such karma. $400 million. By the way, why were they getting $400 million taxpayer dollars? Some of these are allegedly contracts. Contracts for what? I don't know. Some were grants, I'm sure. Yes, they were. It says grants. Research? What? DEI? Who knows? But they failed to address rampant anti-Semitism at their Manhattan campus, and they lost a whole bunch of money. A whole bunch of money. Oh, darn. And guess what? The penalty could continue to grow. And just say, right now, Trump ain't playing. Now, are they going to lawyer up at Columbia? Sure. I suspect they are. But are they going to win? Not for a long time.
Remind me, was it Columbia's president or Harvard's president that when they were testifying to Congress said that it mattered in context whether a student would be punished?
That was Harvard.
Harvard.
No, that may have been Penn.
Penn, that's what it was.
Penn. Yeah, it was Penn.
She did end up resigning, but I get transported back in my mind to that time of them, you know, trying to excuse the behaviors of the students. And it's like, it's really simple just to say you don't support it.
You know what's interesting? Hmm. She didn't resign.
She was fired.
She stepped down.
Stepped down.
And she now is a tenured professor making her full salary and with the title of former president of the university. and somebody else came in and just took her role.
I'm curious what context anti-Semitism is okay, though.
None. None. If your worldview is reasonable and compassionate, it's none. Mm-hmm. There is none. It's interesting to note that soon after the loss of their $400 million by the Trump administration, the Columbia University announced, according to Fox News, that same day, they were appearing to be ready and willing to work with President Trump and his administration. The university's interim president, Katrina Armstrong, issued a letter on Friday in response to the Trump administration's cutting of $400 million in grants and contracts, saying that they will immediately impact research and other critical functions, but she does not dismiss the Trump administration's claims, takes it very seriously, and says that when she accepted the role that as president, she knew Columbia needed a reset. You think? Didn't do it fast enough, did you? She took over in August of 2024. They've been protesting as recently as this week. So I don't know what exactly she was waiting on. But I'm just saying, $400 million, that's got a sting. I mean, that's like a super ouch. Well, it gets better. Hey, JP, did you hear what happened to the Palestinian leader on campus?
I did.
How do you feel about this?
I feel like it's karma.
So, how about this? It didn't just stop at the money. It turns out that it didn't take long to find out that a guy named Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia University apartheid divest leader, the anti-Israel activist, the student who's here on a green card, Turns out that he's been the central figure in organizing the vast majority of protests and building takeovers on Columbia, to include when they set up the big tent, what they call that, Occupy Zone. Mahmoud is now in Louisiana. Why? Because he's in detention and now he's in a federal ICE facility in Louisiana. They came and got him off campus this weekend. And basically they said, because Trump said, it's not just your money. It's not just your money, liberal universities. It's not just your money. Oh, no, no. If you're allowing students to do this, understand, if they're here, as first of all, any federal grants or scholarships those students have will be gone. And then, oh, by the way, if they're here as a foreign student on a student visa, their visa will be revoked and they will be sent home. Mahmoud Khalil is headed to the House. Go explain that to Mama and Papa.
I love, too, the post that the White House put out. It said, Shalom, Mahmoud.
It did. Did it? You got that on your screen somewhere?
I can pull back up, yes.
So they literally, what they do, they post his picture?
It was his face, and it just said, Shalom, Mahmoud on it.
Shalom, Mahmoud. Okay, yeah. So actually, what's interesting is Mahmoud actually graduated a few months ago. He got his undergraduate degree in Beirut, but he came over here and he got his master's degree at Columbia. But he was still living on campus. Why was he still there? I mean, he's graduated for, but anyway, almost every time you look at a picture of Columbia protesters, you're going to wind up seeing his picture. And he was one of the few who would not wear a mask. He was very proud of it. He was a central figure. What you got?
Well, I was just going to say, I've seen a lot of people claiming that this is like, obviously there's a sector of both parties really, but mainly the left, of claiming that everything we do is for Israel and Israel really is running our country and its decisions, and claiming that this is an example. I hope they remember, or they are able to remember, that Hamas chants death to America as well. Oh, like, yeah. it's not just America, like there is Israeli and American flags burning. So this is very much a national security move, because we got somebody who is chanting and supporting a group that chants death to America. It's probably not smart to have somebody like that in our nation. That's just me.
Probably not. Mm-mm. Like, why do we want them? Oh. You're here taking advantage of everything we have to offer and decrying who we are and actually disrupting people. And, oh, by the way, violating the law by, you know, jeopardizing the safety and well-being of Jewish students. As agents raided Khalil's apartment, where's this from? This is from New York Post. As agents raided Khalil's apartment, Columbia College, the university, put out a statement addressing the presence of agents in the vicinity of campus, stating its intention not to cooperate with ICE's actions except where required by law. How about they're always required by law? There's no place under the law where you're not required to cooperate. If they bring in a warrant and they're on your campus, guess what? You have to cooperate. Consistent with our long-standing practice and the practice of cities and institutions throughout the country, law enforcement must have a judicial warrant. Well, they did. So, what's your point? Columbia is committed to complying with all legal obligations supporting our student body and campus community. That's about the most worthless say-nothing statement I've ever heard. How about this? Columbia University is really glad he's gone. They could have done that. Just been done with it. Soon after his detention, Khalil's supporters issued a press release calling the arrest a racist targeting. Well, of course they did. Which serves to instill fear in pro-Palestine activities or activists, as well as a warning to others. You think? I think that's kind of the point, fellas. At least you nailed that one. You can't do this. This is designed to instill fear in pro-Palestinian activists and warn others. Yeah, it's exactly what it's doing. This is not just a shot across the bow. This is a double tap. This is rounds on target. This is called taking that one out. And oh, by the way, the rest of them know not to be anywhere near the blast zone. Just saying. By the way, last September, Khalil and the Columbia United Apartheid Divest Movement, which has vowed to escalate its tactics until the empire crumbles, they say, were among those taking part in the campus takeovers. The coalition of 116 student groups at the Ivy League school who call themselves Westerners fighting for the total eradication of Western civilization also led the charge in the violent raid of Columbia's Hamilton Hall. It got so bad that even Governor Kathy Hochul had to condemn it finally. Anyway, Khalil, Shalom, baby. Shalom. Karma has been served.
By the way, I got that picture ready. If you want to put it on the stream as we go to break.
You know
Shalom
what?
Mahmoud.
Slap that thing on the stream and let everybody see Mahmoud being told Shalom, baby, by the Trump administration. We're headed to a break. We'll come right back, get some text messages, and wrap it up for the day. You guys are an amazing audience. You've kept me hopping. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.